Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lock with our three stars, Dennis Price, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. Most people agree that exercise does you good. However, if the exercise is a naval one with the home fleet, our island detachment are unanimously agreed that it's liable to do them no good whatsoever. A sentiment fully shared by Commander Povey, the inspecting officer from Portsmouth.
You know, Commander Shaw, I'm really looking forward to this exercise.
You would.
Well, aren't you?
No, Commander Povey, I'm not. You know how I hate being on the water. Why they can't hold naval exercises on land is beyond me.
Really? But why don't you suggest they hold exercises in dry dock?
I did. They turned it down flat.
You surprised me.
They were quite rude about it. Said something about the whole object of an exercise was to prove mobility.
Then why don't you suggest they put wheels under all our ships so that we can have frigates and destroyers pooping off at each other up and down the Great West Road?
Would be rather fun, wouldn't it? Number one gun ready. Boom, boom. I've missed a battleship, but I've got a Rolls Royce.
Very funny. However, with all due respect, I would remind you that we are to be observers in this exercise, and it is a task I intend to treat with gravity.
Oh, so do I, old man. I only wish I was sure exactly whom I'm supposed to observe doing what. I can't find my briefcase, and I had all the data in it.
Data?
Yes, data. I've made a little list divided into two parts, them who's with us and them who's against us.
Well, there's one figure you need have no doubts about, even without your data.
Oh, which is that?
Trousbridge. With that shower from the island detachment aboard her, we'll know exactly whose side she's on.
Who's
theirs?
True enough. One thing, if we have to go to sea, I'd rather go in anything than Trousbridge.
Why? What's wrong with her?
Nothing at all. It's that mob on board. I've been on exercises with them before, you know. The worst time was when we went to Gibraltar.
What happened? Did they hit the rock full on?
No. Just a glancing blow, actually. But I went ashore to make sure the monkeys were still there.
And were they?
Rather. Splendid little chap. Got to know him quite well. We shared nuts.
Trousbridge was a jib for some time, I gather.
No, Trousbridge wasn't, but I was. The flighter sailed without me.
Sailed without you?
Jolly inconvenient. All my gear was aboard and I only had sixpence on me.
Well, how on earth did you manage?
I played the violin in the cafe for a week, then hitchhiked home on a banana boat.
I see. Well, in that case, I'm sure you will be as pleased as I shall if Trousbridge makes one false move in this exercise. Because if they do, we'll court-martial every single man aboard. I don't suppose they've even started to prepare ship yet.
On a dead man's chest. Yo ho ho, and the bottle of rum.
Mr. Phillips.
15 yo yo's on the Manchester tum tum. Bother, you've put me off.
Well, that's what I was hoping.
Sorry, but we're going to see you, ma'am.
I'd never have guessed.
What do you mean?
Well, in the last 5 minutes, you've been through sea fever, Old Man River, the sky boat song, which got dangerously high for you.
Yes, it did, rather.
And the grand finale of Steamboat Bill.
Well, it's a sort of medley, you know. Me. Me, me, me. Me, 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 me.
Never mind about me, 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 me. That's number one, and he wants you, 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 you.
Yes, he does. Heart of oak. Come into the garden, boy.
Come in.
You buzz more? You buzz, sir?
Yes, Mr. Phillips, I buzz.
Now then, as our navigating officer took the precaution to go on leave before this exercise, I am reluctantly forced to employ your services in their capacity, Mr. Phillips.
At this time, would you be so good as to remember to bring the navigating charts with you?
I was absolutely certain they were on board last time, sir.
Yeah, well, they were.
I remember we had to navigate by following the Isle of Wight ferry boat for a bit. Then we had to work our way gingerly along the coast until you spotted a day trip steamer to get behind. And we then spent the night waiting for a fishing fleet to complete their haul before showing us the way back. Well, sir, we didn't run aground.
Yeah, well, we didn't go anywhere near where we were supposed to be either.
Somehow we've got to keep out of trouble. I hear Commander Shaw and Commander Foley are to be observers on the destroyer Makepeace. Something tells me that our frigate is the only one that will be observing.
Yes, my sir. I mean, I either.
Yeah. Then you'd better keep a constant butchers over CPO Pertree. Because if anyone is going to drop us in it, it's going to be him.
Where is he now, sir?
He should be in Christchurch. But wherever he is, it will be sure he'll be doing one of two things.
What's that, sir?
Lounging or scrounging or, if possible, both.
I'll go and find out which,
sir. Just a ridiculous possibility. No one has ever been able to catch him at either. Goodness knows I've tried. I've tried.
Who is it?
Aiden Seaman Johnson, Chief.
I don't care that Captain Bly. Flat of all.
Steve, I've got something to give you.
Well, I like it.
Yes.
It's a friend. Well, we're present.
Oh, it's not a present, Chief. It's a message from a tugboat captain alongside.
Oh, you better not repeat it. I've had a very delicate upbringing.
No, this one says he's a relative of yours.
Oh, yeah, of course. That'll be Uncle Ebenezer. He always turns up and we put to sea.
Why?
Well, we're good for trade, my father's wife. As soon as number one hauls up the anchor, Nunky chugs along his stern, waiting to pull us off the nearest sandbank.
At a price, of course. Does number one always get stuck on the sandbank then?
Don't you forget it, son of my lad.
What?
I'm the coxswain.
Oh, blimey, don't stand a chance, do we?
Not much, no.
I understand your uncle's message now.
Oh, what was it?
What Oshie bumps to you on the Goodwin?
That's where he's from. I doubt if number one's going anywhere near him.
What?
Well, we met Nunky there last time.
Oh, how much did you make?
Nothing. Nunky was so busy pulling us off, he got his own tug stuck on.
What happened then?
Well, number one pulled him off with purpose.
At the price, of course. Number one learns quick, doesn't he?
Number one doesn't learn quick, my lad. He usually knows already.
Petty officers, Smith, we're all out. Good morning.
You know, as far as you're concerned, Chief, Oliver Cromwell needn't have bothered to invent the telephone at all.
I wish he hadn't, mate.
Yeah.
Number one's always on the other end of it, blistering my blooming bird holes off.
Or with providing he's not here doing it in person.
Certainly not. I don't know which is best, but
he... Well, tell me, where'd you come from, sir? I didn't even know you were aboard.
So fascinating. I was always sure you knew my every move long before I heard it.
So was I.
Luck, Chief. I want to report the brief. Your coxswain, of course, and Mr. Phillips is acting as navigating officer.
Mr. Phillips, please.
Yes, with a pair of you up there, I might just as well resign my commission now.
We shall miss you.
Not so fast, Chief. I intend to go down fighting. Now, if I remember, your record is to have run of the ground within quarter of a mile of the city.
Oh, excellent. Poor Apple.
Yes, but they better not this time.
Oh, it'll be all right, sir. His Uncle Ebenezer's following up behind
me. Bounce up!
Right, sir, Chief. Right, sir. What time do we start? The very sort of Chief. I want you on the bridge in 5 minutes.
All right, sir. And if we end up on a sandbank this side, it won't be any good telling me. You never could remember which was port and which was starboard.
No.
Splendid. Grand morning, isn't it? See you all on the bridge.
Steady at that. Left hand down a bit.
Left hand down a bit. Oh, I need to
straighten her up. Right hand down a bit.
Right hand down a bit.
Now mind the stern.
Straighten her up again.
Straighten her up, sir.
Oh, well done, Pertwee.
Congratulations, Mr. Phillips.
Sir? This is quite the strangest navigation orders I've ever heard. You've got us into the open sea without bringing the jetty or half the gas boat with us.
It was a near thing once, sir.
I had noticed.
Yes, it was that delicate and intriguing little moment, sir, when we both covered our eyes and waited for the bat.
I don't think number one saw that, Chief.
No, sir?
No, Chief. I had my eyes shut waiting for the bang, too.
Beg pardon, sir, but is the captain the fool?
Yeah, yes, Chief. Once he gets his rod sorted out, he'll probably be up here to ask us to take him to the nearest fishing ground.
Well, I wouldn't have checked for that, sir. Just so long as somebody told me which way to twiddle this flaming wheel.
Ah, yes. Mr. Phillips.
Yes? What's troubling you? What are you staring out to sea for?
What's the sea, sir? I was staring out, just looking.
Right, but what for?
Nothing. Nothing. Chief.
Yes?
Can you see the Isle of Wight ferry anywhere?
The Isle of Wight ferry, sir. Mr. Phillips!
Oh, my ear. My eye. I sir.
Well, where are your charts and tops?
My charts, that's why I keep asking myself.
Where are they, Leslie, I say?
Well, there's nothing to worry about, sir. As soon as that ferry turns up, we'll just slide in along stern and...
morning, number one. Morning, Mr. Phillips.
This is your mother's cat.
Good morning, sir.
Welcome.
Splendid fishing well, isn't it?
I wouldn't know, sir.
Well, it is. Capital. Now, here's where I wanted to drop anchor. Wonderful spot to have it, sir.
Quite pardon me for interrupting, sir, but do you think someone could tell me what course we're on?
Oh, Driscoll.
Of course. Now, steady as we are.
That is your office.
I think.
The bridge, number one here.
Number, look out here, sir.
Well, what is it?
Enemy fleet dead ahead, sir.
Message received. Action station, enemy fleet dead ahead.
Aye, aye, sir. So they are. Pertwee.
Sir?
I don't know. Just Pertwee.
Oh, thank you, sir. Well, do something, Mr. Phillips. Or do you suggest we maintain course and ram the enemy head on?
Oh, isn't this marvelous? Never get any seats fishing on these exercises.
Yeah, we're getting here all the time, Mr. Phillips.
Well, how about full of start, sir? No, I've got it.
Somebody else will be able to see the whites of their eyes in a minute, sir.
Hard a port, Chief.
Hard a port, sir.
Ah, you're going to beat her. Yes, I thought it was the best thing to do, sir. No, sir. I'm taking evasive action, sir.
You have been ever since you came aboard, Mr. Phillips.
If we go up that second inlet, sir, it'll take us out to the east, and we'll end up behind the enemy.
The second inlet, how do you know?
Oh, I've lived down here all my life, sir. I've sailed up and down these inlets dozens of times, sir.
Steady on the second inlet, sir. Excuse me, sir.
It looks a bit narrow. Oh, don't worry. It winds out very quickly.
Are you quite sure, Mr. Phillips?
Oh, rather, sir. I've just done it all my life. Steady as you are, Chief. Steady as you are, sir. Yes, and straighten her up. Careful. This inlet doesn't seem to be getting any wider, Mr. Phillips.
No, it's getting the front and short narrower, sir. You can open the porthole and stuff your fag out in the bank now.
Oh, nonsense, Pertwee. I told you I've lived here all my life.
Look out! What the place is that?
Oh, Lord.
No, Mr. Phillips.
Why, sir. You seem to be in residence again. You are a gripe. I had noticed, sir.
Of all the tomfool, idiotic numbskulls who ever wore a uniform,
I'm it. I just don't understand it, sir. I'm sure that second inlet ought to lead round to the east. And I...
Oh.
Oh, Lord. Now what?
I just remembered. It's the first in this forget rider.
Now he tells it.
Brilliant. This one is a sort of cul-de-sac. It wasn't before, it is now.
Oh, what an accent. Could be worse. It's a lovely view.
Magnificent, indeed, but I'm sick to death of it already. All I wish to know is how did he get off? If Commander Povey ever finds us here, he'll have you court-martialed for hazarding your ship, sir.
That eventuality had crossed my mind, Mr. Willett.
Oh, God, it's bad luck.
Bear your sympathy, Mr. Willett. I shall base my defense on the incompetence of the navigating officer who leaves his charts behind, and let us steam up the backwaters like Sanders of the river.
Mr. Pitt.
Yes, Chief.
I know code.
Bridger, Sanders of the river, Chief. Sub-Lieutenant Phillips, Chief.
Starboard lookout, Houston.
What is it, Ghost Gun?
We've
got
Tatty Old
Tug of Durr,
sir. I
think he wants a pass. Oh, thanks. What is it, Mr. Phillips? Tatty Old Tug of Sanders. And I think he wants a pass.
Tatty Old Tug.
It's nice, Dickie. Yeah, let's have a look.
Oi, oi! What's your name, kid? Elsa. Well, tell him to take more water with it.
Please, do you think we'll postpone the family reunion until later?
Yeah, but it's Uncle Ebenezer, sir. He'll soon have us off, I'll say.
Ah, at a price, of course.
At the price, of course.
Here we are again, Nick.
Fancy you turning up.
Fancy. We appear to require your assistance, Mr. Pertwee.
Not half, you know. You've really done it this time, haven't you?
It's going to cost you something this lot, Eve.
Yes, I never imagined that it wouldn't. However, let us settle the sordid financial details later. We're first in an exercise, and I would like to rejoin the outside world as soon as possible. Preferably before they start looking for us.
Fair enough. I'll pop down and get a halter on your stand. As soon as you ended this inlet on you, we were in business.
Hi, Sam. I do wish you'd cheer up a bit. Well, dear.
Look, it's just a talk. But if we're going to pause, hit this part, how we got the pine notion?
I've already informed that, Chief. Make an after dent in the unit comfort fund, of course, but a few extra socials would soon put that right.
Yes, but I thought, yes, I was afraid of that. Certainly it's going to get done something honorable for the man. Oh, no.
Rather in longer, of course, well, it could depend on how hard a bargain Nunky drives.
This is proceed, sir.
I'll have a short talk chat with him later. Splendid. Remember me to your arm, won't you?
Oh, all right, sir.
I think the tug's about to haul us off, sir. Friendly. Now, let's watch the grand old man of the sea at work.
Nothing's taking the stride, sir! He's hit a house!
I say, what happened? Did the hawser break?
Answer, no! No, we pulled the stars clean off his chart.
Lummy, he shot clean up the band into that house.
I say,
he didn't half go, didn't he?
Yes, he did, sir. Yes.
I shot an arrow in the air. It felt worse. We can all see well.
You meet from a lot of land that was picked up on top dinner.
Now
look what you've got.
What on earth are you on now?
It's nonsense, sir. It's running coal at us. Well, I think he's a little bit upset, sir.
Very possibly, Mr. Phillips.
Now what?
Oh, Jack, that's what I want to know. What the blazes is going on?
What seems to the trouble, sir?
Trouble? Well, I wanted me to get chair doing a bit of picking. But suddenly I get crowded with a load of picking nuts.
Bullseye.
Oh, not bullseye. Chicken that close.
Most peculiar, sir.
Jolly painful it was. Just got a bite, too. Must have been a big fellow with a cut.
Probably not concerned, sir.
Oh, most distressing for the pet of me is that we're still at ground.
Yes, the night is even more to ground than we are. He's half quite a talking. There's only one thing for it, sir.
What's that, too?
Well, now then, look, it so happens that a relative of mine.
Ah, one who we've met before.
No, sir, no, you haven't had the pleasure.
I look forward to that.
Lovely, lovely, sir, lovely. Well, it so happens by pure coincidence, naturally, that he's in a key position as staff officer in charge of salvage and his fresh cross.
Ah, that's the line.
Very enjoyable, sir. Very enjoyable, I thought. I thought I could call him up on the radio and ask him to whistle something over here. A bit sharpish.
Yes, an excellent season for the little type.
Yes, 90 years. It's only exercise. We're supposed to be maintaining radio titles. I should start calling up your delightful and useful relative. Commander Shaw, worse still, Commander Toby, almost finally hear it.
Yes.
The problematical, sir. That's what it takes. It's a big problematical.
It is indeed.
All the sites this part of our team are only old son of the daughter to be changed. He's to sit here until old Thunder got torn out anyway. So, you know, well, Francis, here's your absolute right.
You can't be now. Still the radio operator to put you through, but try to be brief.
All right, sir.
Devil are they,
sure. We've combed the whole stuff this channel. There's not a sign of them.
I thought they must have gone up that inlet that leads to the east.
Oh, we went round that.
Makes us look a pair of ninnies, doesn't it?
How do you make that up?
Well, a bit pointless being observers when you can't find the ship you're supposed to be observing.
With all due respect, I would like it clearly understood that it is Hugfish that is lost, not us!
Six of one and a demi-douze of the other, if you ask me. Neither of us knows where the other is.
Excuse me, sir.
Oh, good girl. Two lumps, please.
Sorry, sir, I haven't brought tea, but there's a radio signal I thought you ought to know about as well.
I'd rather have the tea.
Radio signal? What signal? It couldn't be it.
It's from Cloudbury, sir.
Ah!
And what did they say? Peek-a-boo.
It wasn't what, sir.
I didn't imagine it would be.
Well, it seems they're stuck on a sandbank, and they're trying to get help from a staff officer Wilberforce person at Pompey, sir.
I might have heard it. What that is, you know?
Yes, sir. They're about here on the top, sir.
I say, they're up the creek without a paddle. I mean, without an outlet.
So that's where they went.
What are you going to do? Follow them?
No. We are going to wait for them at the mouth of the inlet and pounce on them when they come out.
And did the message say anything else?
No, sir. Well, just keep your eye out for old Thunderguts. He'll be doing his nut.
They're right, he is. Just a mess up about that tea, will you?
Nearly out of the inlet now.
Yeah, you see. A little moonlight would have been handy.
Could be up for me, sir.
So he's spawning your relative to pull off like that, sir.
Well, he owed me a slot pilot.
Really?
Yes, sir. He said he bought the chief cook in the range, and I had a postage foreign service for him.
Oh, how kind.
Ah, the open sea at last. Oh, the port, then full speed ahead, chief.
Oh, the port, then full speed ahead, sir.
Left hand down a bit.
Left hand down a bit.
Cut up, Mr. Billy, with your left hand down a bit. Straighten that up a bit, but drop it into this awful bed.
Well, it never happened, sir, that Terry had been on time.
Action station!
Who did that?
Stop engine!
Oh,
I seem to recognize those velvet tones. I think it's Commander Toby and Nixie using the loud hailer.
Can't be, sir. He doesn't need one.
Oh,
all right, that's all.
I'd be lucky to see you up here, though.
Yeah, pass through the loud hailer, Mr. Phillips, sir.
Oh, there, Commander Toby. And they haven't waited long.
Did I thought you might. That's just a slight error in navigation, sir.
Oh, I never. You ought to have joined the rest of the fleet 60 miles east of Argyle.
Yes, we rather expected to at one time, huh?
Well, I'm going to get this new car, Detective Riley, and it's the last thing I do. Order a car of victory, and we'll leave you on the index for the rest of the week.
Well, don't bother, sir. We know the way now.
I'm not taking any chances. Get a
car. Aye, aye, sir. Well, Chief, you hear what the man says.
Oh, yes.
Blow ahead.
Left hand down a bit.
Mr. Phillips.
Sorry, sir. Right hand up a bit.
Please, sir. Would you oblige?
With pleasure, sir.
Mr. Phillips,
yes, Chief.
Belter! Thank you.
Not at all, sir.
The moon's coming up, sir. We can see where we're going now.
Sir.
Yes, sir.
Don't worry about me. Just keep going.
No,
but, sir, this omelet, sir. It looks a little large.
Just follow me, please.
Commander Pody knows the way. I say, sir, this omelet doesn't seem to be getting any wider.
Well, just business, isn't it? Bridge number one here.
Starboard look out, sir.
Yeah, what is it?
Well, sir, there's a tug with no star in up in there.
Thank you. Stop engine, Steve. Stop engine, Sergeant. Ah, now all we've got to do is to wait. So I don't think it'll be long.
Pretty soon, sir. Rango, the title's in the last line, and I never get that far.
Sir?
Well, what are we waiting for, then? That's what, Mr. Phillips.
Lummy, he's gone aground.
Ah, now, we don't know that for certain.
Who is he? No, sir, no, not for certain.
And that
poser, isn't it, the...
A poser.
A poser, the...
We could, of course, proceed and extract Commander Posey from his predicament, but if we do, and he is aground,
we'll have to keep ourselves available for a right mouthful at his court martial.
Ah,
that's it.
Over the serious matter of hazarding his safety.
How very serious indeed.
Alternatively, we might have a word with a certain relative of yours.
The one in charge of salvage and recovery craft, I think.
The very one. He's suggesting that the next time he passes his way, he might earn himself a discreet bob or two.
Every little elf, sir, he comes from a very large
family. And if we decide on that course, it might well be that should Commander Pony feel any animosity towards us at some future date, we
ought to hear his heart with patience and
certainly when things went bump in the night.
Oh, pulling his heart, sir, pulling his heart.
Oh, that's a bit of thundering, huh? I fancy, sir, Mr. Phillips, a slower turn wouldn't get you.
Oh, I take a good slower turn it is.
All my comrades! Where are you?
As Mr. Phillips would say, left hand down a bit.
Left hand down a bit, sir.
Where are you going?
Tighten her up, sir. By all means,
grand evening, isn't it?
That was Dennis Price, John Percy, and Mr. Phillips working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Dennis Price was the number one, John Percy was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Commander Percy was played by Richard Caldicott, and Heather was Heather Chasen. Commander Shaw was Michael Bates, Abel Seaman Johnson was Ronnie Barker, and Ebenezer Percy was Daniel Evans. The recorded production was by Alistair Scott Johnson. The Navy Lark was presented by the BBC.